This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge, and this is Josh Moore.
Come what may, and I've seen it with my own two eyes. Older and older each day, before tomorrow.
Josh Moore has been pulling shots for years at coffee shops around Carrboro after a teenage flirtation with the music industry. You might have also seen him on stage playing music with his friends in Mandolin Orange. Now they're returning the favor. They appear along with many other local luminaries on Josh's long-awaited recording, Parted Ways. Josh is playing a record release show at the Cat's Cradle Backroom tonight and joins me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Your new record has vocal or instrumental contributions from members of Mandolin Orange, The Old Ceremony, Mount Moriah, a range of solo artists like violinist Jennifer Curtis and singers Brett Harris and Skylar Goodaz. Plus, Chris Stamey helped mix it. You've got a lot of friends in the business.
I do. I played music, performed music with all these folks before they return the favor, so I trust where they're coming from and, you know, what they have to add, so... Feels great.
You've got some horns on here, too, and that adds a real Memphis sound to the song May It Ever Be, which we started with, and also Mercy of the Rain. What was your inspiration for adding that element to your music?
I'd say the inspiration came from Mark Dowman, if you're familiar with him.
Sure, from Lost in the Trees?
Yep. He's a tuba player, and he also arranges horns. So we got together, and we had recorded the basic tracks for the song, and he said he could hear kind of a Otis Redding feel, so he arranged them for us, and we had it recorded.
Let the mercy of the rain come wash it away. Let the mercy of the rain come and die.
A lot of folks probably don't know that you had a pretty big deal going on at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
What can you tell me about that?
Well, I joined / formed a band when I was 16 and 17 called Beloved. And we were based out of Kernersville, North Carolina. We met in high school and we started making our records in high school. And my senior year of high school, I did a correspondence homeschool so that I could start touring with them, and we made a record in Vancouver and traveled around for a couple of years.
And the music you were playing, it was loud.
Yeah, definitely heavy rock, and that's, hardcore punk rock.
Right, yeah. So you grew up, that's what you liked.
That was the first musical scene I was introduced to.
We're going to play a song called Gone As Yesterday now, which has a beautiful pedal steel in it, and it, to my mind, is about as far away from where you started as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go from that in your younger years to where you are now and the kind of music that you're making?
Moving to Carrboro was definitely a shift for me. I had started listening to singer-songwriters and folk music, I guess, changed my perceptions and conceptions of what music is.
There's one on here called Lost for Words that doesn't really sound like anything else on the record.
Uh-huh. That song started with, I just learned some new kind of jazz chords I had never learned, so I started singing over that, wrote a song. We actually recorded that one once and recut the whole song. We had done it slower, trying to actually find out what the song was, and then I asked Skylar Gudaz to sing on that one, and she plays flute, so I said, just put flute on it. You got your flute, let's do it, you know.
Bring it with you. We'll see how it works.
Yeah, just kind of throwing stuff at it. Yeah, that song definitely was the least confirmed song on the album. I still don't know necessarily what that song is.
Be on stage with you tonight.
We're gonna have Jeff Crawford, who produced the record and recorded the record at his studio, Arbor Ridge. James Wallace, Nick Jager, a young lady named Chessa Rich, who plays piano and sings. Mark Simonson from the Old Ceremony and a sure. number of different bands. And then we're gonna have some special guests as well.
We're going to play Broken Man now, which goes out with a really amazing guitar solo and then into a Mellotron fade that takes me right back to my 70s prog rock days.
Well, that was James's Mellotron, and Jeff and I went over to his house, and he let us go, you know, he let us play around with it.
He gave you the keys to the Mellotron.
Yeah, I think that was my idea and Jeff's idea.
All right. Josh Moore's new recording is called Parted Ways. You can see him tonight at the Cat's Cradle Backroom. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Thank you so much.